Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Lord, forgive me if I'm all over the place. The sheriff wanted me to jot down everything that's happened, or at least everything that I can describe. They were kind enough to give me one of them assistive keyboards to type this all out. Even getting everything out there, I'm not sure they're going to believe me. But they ain't got a choice. I know what I heard. I won't be able to forget what I heard. See, I live with my family over in the woods. We got a lot of square acreage, so we ain't got much neighbors. Actually, none, I guess. But we ain't lonely. With me, Ma, Pa, my Grammy, my siblings, Chase and Tammy, Uncle Frank, Aunt Debbie, my cousins, Sarah Lee and Caroline, we got a full house. It's a lot of work to keep a farm running, and we need all hands on deck. Only, I can't help as much as I want to, on account of me being blind. Pa says I do more than enough, but I still try to help whenever I can. Anyway, everything started this morning. Everything started off normal. The rooster, crows got me up, and I got ready for the day, heading downstairs to help Ma with breakfast. The smell of syrup and fresh bacon led me right over to her. I remember hearing Pa say, "Good morning." His voice always reminded me of a far-off storm when it's rumbling. I'm gonna miss hearing him speak. "Morning, Pa," I replied back to him. "Everyone else still sleeping?" "Nah, why? Your cousins are out with the cows. They're trying to wake your siblings up, but they'll sleep like the dead if they don't get their breakfast first." Ma pitched in, her voice like the soft ring of a wind chime.
"Well, I'm almost done here, so they should come barreling down soon."
On cue, the rapid, clumsy footsteps alerted me of my incoming brothers and sisters.
"Morning, Pa, Ma, Wyatt."
Whenever my older brother Chase spoke, it felt like his mouth was reaching to get out what he wanted to say before his mind was made up on the words. My younger sister, Tammy, however, was more gentle.
"Ma, can I have some orange juice?"
I helped my mom get Tammy a glass of juice, and breakfast went on as normal. We talked about nothing in particular, just what needed to get done for the day, what the weather would be like, the normal, nothing stuff. The first sign of something wrong was when Aunt Debbie came in. Her voice was always yipping like a small dog.
"Any of y'all seen Frank? That lazy son of a gun still sleeping?"
She chirped as I could hear her walk towards the stairs.
"Frank! Frank, get down here! We got things to do today!"
I winced as she called for my uncle. By then, I would have usually heard his hobbling steps down the stairs. My uncle had a bit of a limp, so it was easy to know when he was coming. Says it was from a war, but it was always a different war when you asked about it. He had a rhythm on how he walked. The thump, thump, you know. Only this time, I knew something was off. I heard him coming down the steps, and it sounded normal. The thump. No hobble. I was expecting the voice of a man who smoked too many cigarettes with a bit of a wheeze to it. What I heard was a real good impression of that voice.
"Sorry, the alarm didn't get me up on time."
No one acted funny when he spoke, but I knew I stood up straight, hearing it. I was sure that wasn't my Uncle Frank. I couldn't tell you what was different. It was like if a famous celebrity impersonator imitated someone. Hard to tell it's different. But there was something different.
Everyone else seemed unbothered, going about their morning. The front door loudly swung open as Aunt Linda cussed out Uncle Frank. As he passed by me, another piece of the puzzle wasn't matching up. He smelled different. No, hold on. He didn't smell different. He smelled like nothing. That ain't right either. He took away the smell. As he walked by me, it was like the smells of the kitchen faded away and returned when he walked far enough past. I should have spoke up and said to Paul that something was wrong with Uncle Frank, but I don't know if it would have made much of a difference with how the rest of the day shook out. I took off to grab the eggs from the chicken coop, listening to the symphony of clocks and feathers ruffling as I did my duties. The distant rumble of thunder marked rain, just like the change in the air pressure. After I filled the basket, I made my way over to my cousins by the barn to see if they needed any help as well. It was easy to get a bead for where they were. They never stopped talking, always chattering about something or other, usually boys.
Morning, Sarah Lee. Caroline.
I stared at it as I got closer.
Oh, hey. Morning, Wyatt.
Caroline had a higher-pitched voice than Sarah Lee, as she was always eagerly about to slip out a piece of gossip she had on the tip of her tongue.
We're almost finished up with the cows now. Could use a pair of hands.
Sure, can do. I smiled, finding a hay bale to sit on as I waited for him to finish.
What about Damien?
Sarah Lee asked as I listened to the sound of milk filling a container.
Gross, Sarah Lee. He's nasty. I'd rather kiss Maybelle here.
Caroline scoffs. There was the sound of a palm on a large hide, and the move of Miss Maybelle. Caroline laughed.
See? Maybelle agrees. Well, I think he likes you.
Teased Sarah Lee. She shifted, footsteps moving into the barn.
I'll be right back. I need to use the restroom.
The noise of her steps echoed into the barn, punctuated by the sound of the bathroom door closing, leaving me alone with Caroline.
What about you, Wyatt?
What about me? I stammer, feeling my cheeks grow hot.
Come on, ain't there a girl that's always helping you carry your books and stuff?
She pressed. Before I could deny anything, there was a loud clatter from the bathroom with a muffled yelp from within.
Sarah Lee, you good?
I asked, hopping off the hay bale.
I'm good. Floor was a little too slippery is all.
She yelled back, muffled from within the bathroom. The door creaked open, and her footsteps approached us. Despite the muggy summer heat, the chill ran through me when she passed by. My sense of smell dimmed, just like with my uncle earlier. I wanted to mention something about it to her, but she cut off my train of thought before I could leave my mouth.
Say, Wyatt, why don't you go check up on your mom? She's probably gonna need your help with your grandma.
Thinking back to how she spoke, I can tell you what's wrong with her. It was a little too proper. It was also almost a faint buzzing to her words, like TV static or something like that. She also said, Grandma, which was weird, because we all called her Grammy.
You sure?
I asked, feeling in my bones that something was wrong. I felt her place something large and metallic in my hands.
Of course I'm sure. Go on and bring that milk in. Me and Carolyn will be in for lunch in a little bit. Just need to take care of a few more things before the rain rolls in.
She tried to reassure me. Unable to justify my concerns, I did what she asked.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
First, hauling the milk container back to the main house, following the warm bath back up to the house. As I approached, the door creaked open. Then the voice of Ma, soft through the air.
Right on time, Wyatt. Come on, give it here. Then we'll go make sure Grammy's all right.
I moved into the kitchen, helping Ma put everything in its place. With so many hungry working people in the house, it seemed almost like she was tethered to the kitchen, always making sure the next feast was ready to go on time. Being near Ma brought me comfort. She always smelled like home cooking. She handed me a small bowl of soup, and we set off. As we climbed up the stairs to Grammy's room, I couldn't shake off the weirdness of the day.
Ma, did Uncle Frank look different today?
I had to ask, since everything else about him was so off.
What do you mean, huh?
Ma's voice twisted slightly in confusion, or curiosity.
I mean, I don't know, different.
It sounded like maybe he was sick or something earlier, and he usually don't sleep in that late. I felt stupid bringing anything up.
Well, can't say I noticed anything different, though I guess he did look like he was standing up a little straighter. I don't think he took his cane out with him either. Can't believe he hadn't come back in for it yet.
Mom used out loud as we came to my Grammy's room. She knocked on the door frame. We usually kept the door open so anyone could see how she was doing as they passed by.
Gertie, me and Wyatt brought some soup. You hungry?
Ma asked with the gentleness of a warm blanket after a cold, muddy day. There was the familiar sound of a rocking chair squeaking back and forth. Though, with how old Grammy was, it might have been her bones making the creaking noise.
Starved, dear. Come over here, Chase. Grammy's famished.
Grammy's voice rattled like her vocal cords had holes in them. She often mistook me for my brother. I followed her voice, handing her the steaming bowl. I felt her leathery hands on mine.
You're a good kid.
She wheezed. A melodic ding went off downstairs. Ma shifted behind me.
Oh, there's my cornbread.
Ma jumped up, and I heard her move to the room. A solid thump almost reverberated in the room as Ma cussed before composing herself.
Damn, mirror. Really need to move this thing.
She huffed.
Oh, Wyatt, you don't mind keeping your Grammy in company for a moment, do you?
Sure, Ma. Happy to.
I called out. The lack of response told me Ma was already halfway down the stairs. I sat there in silence as I heard the slurping and gulping of my Grammy devouring her soup. It made my stomach roll, I ain't gonna lie. She started up some conversation when she came up for air.
So, Chase, how's school?
Fine, Grammy. Junior year ain't so bad. The teachers are real nice.
I told her what she wanted to hear for the sake of small talk with an old person. She responded with another sickening gulp of soup, the heavy onion smell permeating the room like the worst perfume imaginable. You might have opened the window, Grammy, with some air in. I managed to spit out in between short breaths.
Sure, dear.
She gargled, mouth full. I moved as quickly as I could to the other side of the room, fumbling with the latch for the window. It had known that our house was old, and sometimes the windows like to stick. As I was fumbling with the window, Grammy spoke.
You know, your mother made this soup for quite some time. Why, when she was just a little.
Then she gasped and got real quiet.
Grammy, I asked. You all right?
I asked, wondering if maybe the soup went down the wrong pipe or something. But my Grammy just let out a pitiful whimper. I could hear the shuddering in her voice. I was going to call out to my Grammy again, or maybe call for Ma. But then I felt it. I don't know how, but I felt like it wasn't just me and Grammy in the room no more. My heart went nuts when I heard that first step on the soft carpet, confirming it. It was near where Ma stubbed her toe earlier.
Who's there? Hello?
I quickly blurted, pressed up against the wall next to the windowsill.
Grammy, who is it?
There was a pause. The air felt heavy, and my tongue felt dry from fear. Quietly, full of fear, and maybe some sort of emotion even my Grammy couldn't process. She answered.
It's me.
At once, the silence of the room was broken by the rushing of feet across the carpet, launching into a panicked wail for my Grammy. As fast as I could, I went to go get help, fumbling to get my way out into the second floor hallway. Ma, come quick! Something's going on with Grammy! I screamed at the top of my lungs. There was a clatter in the kitchen and a whirlwind of footsteps clambering up the staircase.
What? What's wrong?
Ma was out of breath. I pointed toward Grammy's room.
And then Grammy made an awful sound.
I felt the tears slide down my cheeks. Ma moved past me into the room.
Gertie, what's going on in here?
She called out. The voice returned, sounded like my Grammy.
I'm sorry for scaring you, dearest. Just a little spill of soup is all. The heat caused me to yell.
I moved closer to my Ma and shook my head.
No, Ma, I know what I heard. That ain't right. There was someone in here.
I whispered, standing at the threshold of the door. The room should have stunk like the onion soup, but it didn't smell like anything. Too many alarm bells were going off in my head.
Ma, that ain't Grammy. Something happened to her.
I pleaded softly to not raise any suspicion from whatever sitting where my Grammy once sat.
Quiet. Janet, come help me, please.
I groaned, feigning weakness. I grabbed under my Ma's arm. It felt tense, like she could feel something was wrong, too.
Ma, we need to call 911.
We both began backing up. Then, whatever it was in the room, it laughed. I never heard a laugh like that. It was sharp, raspy, and mean, like a rattler made of razor blades. Then, the chair stopped rocking. There was a drumbeat of footsteps in the room. Then, the crash of glass that made me jump.
Gertie? Oh, God.
Ma gasped. She slammed the door shut and pulled me by the hand downstairs.
Ma, she's just... out the damn window.
Ma confirmed. Once downstairs, I pulled out my phone while Ma loudly, frantically moved to each window to look for any sign of Grammy. I dialed 911.
Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
The calm voice on the other end said.
Hey, my grandma just jumped out the second story window. We probably need an ambulance.
I felt crazy saying it out loud. My grandma could barely walk, let alone sprint and dive out a window.
All right, what's your address? We'll send police and medical out.
I provided them with my information. In the background, I could tell Ma was getting more and more panicked, not seeing Grammy outside. Her breathing was getting quicker.
Okay, storm's picking up over here, so we'll get out there as fast as we can.
The woman on the other end stated.
Thank you.
I hung up the phone.
Ma, the police are on the way.
Ma closed the distance, putting a hand on my shoulder.
Why?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What's going on?
She tried to speak in a way that was common, but she was too frazzled herself to remain calm.
I don't know, Ma. Something's wrong, though. Uncle Frank, Sara Lee, Grammy, they ain't right. They don't sound right, and they don't smell right. They don't smell like nothing.
Ma remained quiet for a moment, trying to figure out what was happening.
Something didn't look right with your Grammy,
she confessed.
I took a closer look at her from what you said about Uncle Frank earlier. Her skin was a little glossy, like glass or something.
The front door swung open loudly. I could hear Ma sigh relief as Pa spoke.
Janet, what's going on?
I heard a crash and the window's out.
As he approached us, his smell of faint tobacco told me he was safe.
My mother jumped out the upstairs window, but something's going on.
What? Pa was alarmed, my mother interjected.
Chris,
Hold on. Some of the family ain't acting right. They might be sick or something. Gertie sounded all wrong, and she made a noise that I never heard before. Well, I called 911, so they should be here soon.
Is it just Gertie? Who else is sick? He asked. The rough edges of his voice softened slightly.
Uncle Frank, Sarah Lee, Grammy.
I hesitated. Sickness. I didn't believe it was a sickness. Whatever it was, maybe it could spread like sickness. Ah, Sarah Lee was with Caroline, and Aunt Debbie was with Uncle Frank. Something might have happened to him. Where's Chase and Tammy? I could feel Paul shift to head back out. They were with me by the cornfield. I told them to stay put when we heard the noise. I'll go get them. Lock the doors behind me, all right? We'll keep the sick outside in the fresh air. Hopefully they don't spread what they got. I nodded. Before I could make it out the door, a faint sobbing grew louder and louder from outside. I recognized it immediately as Tammy. Pa swung the door open, calling out to her.
Tammy, get on in here. Where's your brother? What's wrong?
The panic sobbed and wails from my little sister were heartbreaking.
Close the door, Pa. Lock it. Something took Chase.
She cried as she barreled inside. I heard her embrace Ma, her cries muffled.
Tammy, what happened?
I asked, hearing the click of the front door lock. It took Tammy a few moments of choking on tears and snot to compose herself enough to explain the nightmare she went through.
Pa, when we heard the noise, he told us to stay put, and then we did. Chase took out his phone to check something, and that's when...
She whimpered, and the tears started flowing again.
A hand came out of his phone and grabbed him. It grabbed Chase and pulled.
I could hear from the shuddering in her voice that she was shaking in fear. Ma must have pulled her close to comfort her. The phone grabbed Chase. Pa sounded stunned. I never heard him so shocked before.
It grabbed Chase and pulled him in. I ran. Pa, I'm sorry.
Something clicked in my head. Mirrors, I muttered. It was a stretch, but it was the only thing I could think of that made a lick of sense.
What?
Mars. Mirrors. I think it's the mirrors. I stammered, trying to put the pieces together.
Sarah Lee started acting different after she went to the bathroom. There was someone by the mirror in Grammy's room. Now Chase got grabbed by his phone.
It sounded insane out loud, but no one said as much.
But you used your phone earlier.
There was hesitation in Ma's words. I didn't have an answer for that. She was right. Why hadn't I been grabbed? I was in the room with the mirror when Grammy was attacked, and I used my phone just fine. Dad spoke up as he moved about the kitchen to lock every door to the outside. Right now, we just stay right here in the kitchen and wait for the deputies. Stay away from any mirrors or anything like that. He returned to us, and we stayed huddled for a few minutes as a family. The storm clouds rumbled overhead, signifying their impending release. That was the last moment of calm before things got bad. The first domino was Aunt Debbie frantically trying the front door.
Let me in. Oh, Jesus. Let me in.
She wailed, the doorknob rattling. Pa rustled for something in the closet, followed by the distinct sound of shells entering the chamber. There was a click by the front door. It was opened for a brief moment, then shut and locked again. And Debbie was talking a million miles per hour.
Something's wrong with Frank. He's been acting strange all morning, and he tried to push me into the bathroom. The girls ain't right either. They were just watching him do it. I got away, and they started chasing me.
Her panic sent her voice to an unbearable pitch. Deb, take a breath. Pa tried to calm him down. Sheriff's on the way. Besides, it'll look like any of them followed you into the house. I could hear Aunt Debbie pacing the floor.
What's going on?
It's gonna sound crazy, but body snatchers is some damn thing like that. Pa was having a hard time forming the words. Aunt Debbie just scoffed.
You're a moron, Chris. You hearing yourself? Body snatching? This ain't a sci-fi movie.
She moved towards the back door, probably to look out the back window. Pa moved his way back to us.
I know it sounds stupid, but I'm telling you what's happening.
There was no response from Aunt Debbie. The house was still, the only noise from the ticking of a clock on a wall. Then came the rain. A few pitter-patters were quickly built into a roar. like you're in a theater in full applause while you're outside of it. Each thunderclap rattled the foundation of our home. It was in the storm that Aunt Debbie spoke up again from down the hallway. Her voice no longer panicked. Her voice was no longer fully hers.
I looked, you know. It's really not so bad. You should look too. Take a moment to reflect.
My gut churned when the back door clicked open. Footsteps, plenty of them, squeaking down the corridor. Pa racked his gun.
Stay back, he bellowed,
doing what he could to stay strong. The footsteps slowed, but didn't stop. Come on, Chris. Things will be better this way. It was Uncle Frank. Pa called out again.
You stay right there. I mean it.
But the footsteps marched on.
Come on, dearies. Take a look at yourselves.
The thing parading around in the skin of my granny croaked. The sound of the gun going off in the room felt like it ruptured my eardrums, leaving me for a moment with only a high-pitched whine in my ears. I felt myself being moved, led by someone outside. The warm air from inside the house was replaced with the icy droplets of water spreading across my skin, my clothing. When my hearing returned, there was a cacophony of noise. Swearing from my father, the wails of fear from my sister, prayers from my mother.
It bounced right off them. We need to make distance. Maybe the roads ain't too muddy for the truck. Oh, wait. The mirrors.
Pa was doing what he could to keep us alive.
Our Father in heaven, please help me and my family in this time.
The comfort and softness of my mother's voice was gone, and only fear remained. The rain pelted us, our feet splashing through the formed puddles as we moved from the house. In an instant, I yelped.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Spring from my sister, and I heard her tumble.
Baby, come on, get up.
Ma choked on her words.
Chris, Tammy, the puddles.
She cried. The puddles. There's something wrong with the puddles.
Help, help.
The panic exploded in her voice. She was thrashing, the sound of the storm mixed with her frantic splashing. I tried to grab her, but it felt like something was pulling her down.
No. Get off her. Get off me.
I could hear Paul struggling. He must have seen his own reflection trying to help Tammy up.
Close your eyes, Janet. Close your eyes.
I tried with all my might to find my footing to help pull Tammy up, but the mud made it hard to find purchase, and she just kept sinking deeper into the puddle.
Why? Please.
I could hear the water enter her mouth as she sank out of my reach. Impossibly deep in the shallow puddle. Paul's sound of struggles softened until all that was left was the curtain of rain and my mother's whimpering sobs. Then it got worse. It sounded like something was coming up from the puddles.
Don't be sad, Mama. I feel so much better now. You want to see?
There was something trying to be Tammy.
Ma, don't look. Don't look.
I yelled over the storm around us. I could hear muddy steps plodding up to us.
Mom, don't you want to see your son? Look how happy we are.
Jake's voice was slow, clumsy, like he was digging through his gums with his tongue for the right words.
Ma, please, it ain't them.
I begged. I could feel the staring presence of the rest of the fakes watching on. Mom must have had a moment of weakness. Her screams and the sloshing of water told me enough. despite being surrounded. I never felt more alone. Why? You could join us, sir. Pa spoke up. I felt a cold hand on my shoulder. Would you like to see sport? We can do that, you know. Then you can join us. My uncle chimed in. I pushed away from them and ran, unable to know where I was going. I just ran. A noise cut through the thrum of the rain, or the echo of footsteps behind me. A siren. I was able to wave down the police car and convince him that my family was a threat to me. He got me into the back of his car and called for some backup. He brought me back to the sheriff's office, where here I am, giving detailed notes of what went on. I can hear the officers laughing in the other room with my pa. They ain't gonna believe a word of this. That thing's probably convinced him this is all a misunderstanding or a hyperactive imagination. Maybe they don't even need to be convinced. Ever since the officer who gave me this type of device entered the room, I haven't been able to smell a thing. Thank you for this one. And delving with me into the dark together. Please remember to leave a thumbs up and subscribe if you feel so inclined. The more engagement this video gets, the more YouTube will push my content to others. Thus, the following will grow. All stories read in this channel will be available on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere else. Links in the description. Thank you for listening and feeding the cause. We'll be seeing you.